Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, hewan peliharaan adalah bagian kehidupan yang dicintai banyak orang Australia, dengan hampir 2 dari 3 rumah tangga berbagi rumah dengan hewan peliharaan. Namun, jika Anda belum pernah memelihara hewan peliharaan di sini sebelumnya, beberapa detail penting mungkin mudah terlewatkan. Dari kewajiban hukum hingga perawatan sehari-hari, episode ini mengupas apa yang harus diketahui setiap pemilik hewan peliharaan baru di Australia. Banyak pemilik hewan peliharaan setuju bahwa memelihara hewan peliharaan sangat membahagiakan, namun dalam hal tanggung jawab, hal itu sering dibandingkan dengan membesarkan anak. 3 tahun yang lalu, Vindia Nuvenhelaj dan pasangannya James memutuskan untuk menerima seekor anjing ke dalam hidup mereka. Sejak membawa pulang anjing mereka, yang bernama Algot, mereka mengatakan bahwa mereka selalu menghargai manfaat memiliki hewan peliharaan sebagai teman.
Truly the sheer joy of waking up and seeing a beaming face, and whenever you get home, you see a wagging tail. And if there are days when you're feeling low, you still have an obligation to take your dog on a walk, and it brings you so much joy because you are forced to think beyond your own self, and that's the true joy of having an animal, I feel.
Namun di samping hal-hal positifnya, ada banyak tanggung jawab yang menyertai memiliki hewan peliharaan. Dari tugas-tugas sesekali seperti mencari pengasuh saat bepergian, hingga tanggung jawab sehari-hari seperti memastikan hewan peliharaan Anda tidak ditinggalkan sendirian atau tidak aktif terlalu lama, merawat hewan membutuhkan perencanaan dan komitmen.
It requires so much planning. For the first few years of Algot's life, we would take him to the dog park in the morning and in the evening. So that was a solid 1 hour of running in the morning and 1 hour of running in the evening. And we did that because he didn't have a backyard.
Hewan peliharaan bisa beragam mulai dari kadal dan marmut hingga kelinci bahkan kuda. Namun di Australia, anjing dan kucing adalah yang paling umum. Itulah sebabnya ada undang-undang khusus terkait perawatan mereka. Tara Ward adalah pengacara mengelola sukarelawan di Animal Defenders Office, sebuah pusat hukum komunitas untuk masalah hewan. Ia menjelaskan bahwa meskipun undang-undang hewan peliharaan berbeda-beda di setiap negara bagian dan dewan, beberapa persyaratan umum bagi pemilik anjing dan kucing berlaku secara nasional. Ini termasuk pemasangan microchip pada hewan peliharaan Anda.
It's a tiny chip the size of a grain of rice, and it's inserted in the neck or shoulders area of the dog and cat. The vet or the person who inserts the microchip will record on the database information about who owns this animal and who to contact should the animal be lost. If you don't and your animal is picked up by a ranger or a council officer, you can be hit with a financial penalty if you haven't microchipped your cat or your dog.
Semua pemilik anjing dan kucing juga wajib mendaftarkan hewan peliharaan mereka ke Dewan Kota setempat. Ward mengatakan kesalahpahaman umum adalah bahwa pemasangan microchip dan pendaftaran adalah hal yang sama, padahal keduanya berbeda.
These are two entirely separate processes. Microchipping is about identifying your cat or your dog. Registering is about putting the details of your dog or your cat on the government list of pets. So you have to register your animal with the local government. And that usually involves a small fee. In some places, it can be a one-off. In other places, like the ACT, you have to update it every year.
Dalam hal sterilisasi hewan peliharaan, undang-undang yang berlaku berbeda di setiap yurisdiksi.
Some states and territories make it mandatory. In the ACT, for example, at a certain age, and it can vary from a dog or a cat, you have to have your dog or your cat desexed. If you don't want to do that, there are other legal processes you have to go through. In New South Wales, for example, the cat doesn't have to be desexed, but if you are the keeper of a cat who is not desexed and is older than 4 months, you have to obtain a permit. In other words, it will cost a lot more if that animal is not desexed.
Ward menyarankan pemilik hewan peliharaan untuk memeriksa undang-undang khusus di wilayah dewan lokal mereka karena dewan bertanggung jawab untuk mengatur pemeliharaan kucing dan anjing.
I would reach out to your local council because the actual laws about dogs and cats are managed at the local council level. Do try to get across them because you really want to avoid getting into legal issues about your animals.
Meskipun bukan persyaratan hukum, pelatihan yang tepat sangat disarankan bagi pemilik anjing. Nadia Peris, manajer perawatan hewan senior di RSPCA Victoria, menjelaskan alasannya.
Structured learning. The trainers themselves follow a very structured program, so it's consistent. They understand behavior modifications, so they can address specific problems depending on what your pet is showing. And it's been proved to improve bonding with the owners, and it's also great for socialization, especially when it comes to puppy classes. So from an early age, as soon as you can get puppies with other dogs, the better.
Peris mengatakan ada dua kesalahpahaman umum terkait perawatan kesehatan anjing dan kucing.
A big one is that pets don't need dental care. And I can tell you, one of the things that our vets are very busy with are dentals for cats and dogs. So good dental care for your pet is very important. Another one is worming and flea treatments being unnecessary for indoor pets when we as humans walk around outside and we can bring in lots of parasites on our shoes. So it is very important, even if you have an indoor pet, to make sure that you're doing worming and flea control on them.
Juga diperlukan pemeriksaan medis rutin untuk anjing dan kucing, dengan kunjungannya lebih sering diperlukan untuk hewan dengan kondisi kesehatan tertentu. Dokter hewan Kate Galoswski, direktur dokter hewan di lokasi Campbell Field di Rumah Sakit Hewan Lord Smith, menjelaskan.
Initially when they're young, we might see them every month for the first 2 or 3 vaccinations. And then after that, it'll be a yearly checkup. Generally, we'll give them a booster vaccination at that time as well, but not always. Really depends on the animal and what sort of vaccine they need. Animals with chronic health conditions, so we'll see animals with heart disease or skin issues. We might see them more regularly. Generally, any animal with chronic disease, we'll see them at least every 6 months.
Dr. Kolowski menjelaskan setiap perubahan yang mengkhawatirkan pada kesehatan hewan peliharaan Anda harus segera diperiksakan ke dokter hewan. Jika Anda melihat sesuatu yang tidak biasa, seperti lesu tiba-tiba atau kelainan lainnya, sebaiknya segera periksakan hewan-hewan itu. Demikian tadi Australia Explained dengan fiturnya tentang pemeliharaan hewan peliharaan di Australia. Fitur ini disusun oleh Zoe Tomaido dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.